Are you prepared to close?
I'm prepared to close.
Okay.
The gentle lady has no further speakers.
The gentle lady from Washington has the right to close.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
I'd like to close.
The gentleman from Kentucky is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I know the other side is sincere, and we've not questioned that here today, and I won't question their sincerity. In fact, I think they've identified at least three problems that we have in America: moral decay of our society, invasion of Americans' privacy, and our competitiveness with China. But in this case, their cure is worse than the diseases. You know, there are ways to get at these root problems. We just haven't taken it upon ourselves to address those root problems with actual legislative solutions that have been put forth here in Congress. For instance, Mr. Warren Davidson's The Fourth Amendment is Not for Sale Act would put a strong stake in the ground to protect Americans' privacy, whether it's from our own government or some foreign governments. That is the kind of thing we need. We need warrants in the FISA program. Our government shouldn't be able to spy on Americans without a warrant, yet they are. Let's bring that to the floor and vote on it. These are the kind of cures we need, not the bill that's offered here today. The bill that's offered here today, even though I know it's offered genuinely, it could also be named the Facebook Protection and Enhancement Act, because it's not the American people who are going to benefit most from this. It will be Facebook. Their stock is going to go up if this bill should pass the Senate. Now, what are some ways that we could improve this bill? Well, it should at least have a sunset. I mean, that's the only reason we're able to debate whether FISA should have warrants in it, because it sunsets. And what have we observed? FISA has been abused. That's my concern with this TikTok ban. It will be abused. If it's just banning TikTok and ByteDance and copies of that, why does it need to be 13 pages long? And I know they say it doesn't ban it, it forces divestiture of the company. This sounds like when American companies try to do business in third world countries and a dictator says, well, you can do business here, you just got to give me your company, and now you can continue to do business. We wouldn't let another country take over Ford Motor Company for selling Ford cars in their country, yet that's what we're wanting to do here. And again, you know, this is a cure that is worse than the disease. Who's going to be prosecuted by this bill? Is it ByteDance or TikTok? Will they be taken to court? No. I mean, they're the target of this, but how do you elicit or effect a ban on them? By prosecuting Americans. The only way you can ban TikTok and the other companies from being here is to say what this bill says, which is we will bring civil action, the government will bring a civil action suit against you if you so much as host them here. If you have an app store that allows them to be here, you're an American or an American company and you will be the target of this bill. Those are the only people who can be pursued under this bill. And I know it's in order to go after TikTok, or so they say. Well, I would just close by saying that, you know, we're sitting here with phones made in China. We're wearing suits made in China. We drove cars here with chips that are made in China. And they're our foreign adversary. And by golly, we're going to do something about it. What are we going to do? We're going to tell Americans they can't put a piece of software on their computer. They can't go to certain websites that the president designates. So I urge my colleagues to oppose this well-intentioned bill because it will have bad consequences, and I yield back the balance of my time.
The gentleman yields back the balance of his time, and I'll recognize the gentlelady from Washington.
Mr. Speaker, I yield such time as remains to the gentleman from Texas, Mr. Crenshaw.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman has 1 minute and 15 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to address all of my colleagues who I think are confused about the First Amendment, confused about the nature of TikTok, and confused about the intentions of the Chinese Communist Party. Let me explain this really simple. TikTok is owned by ByteDance. ByteDance is in China. And when you're in China, you have to do whatever the Chinese Communist Party says you have to do. That's according to the national intelligence law passed in 2017. If they want you to spy for them, you will spy for them. That's how that works. They have a board member from the Chinese Communist Party on ByteDance. You wouldn't allow a radio tower owned by the Chinese to be put up right in the middle of Washington, D.C., and then allow it to just put out Chinese propaganda. You'd probably complain about that. That's exactly what TikTok can be used for, because millions of Americans are addicted to it. They see it, and the Chinese can absolutely manipulate those algorithms. The First Amendment does not give the Chinese Communist Party the right to American data or the right to manipulate the minds of Americans. That would be a really weird interpretation of the First Amendment. The primary counterarguments to this bill seem to be as shallow as, you know, well, it doesn't do everything I want, and Facebook's really mean, and I don't want them to make money. So what, then that means you owe Chinese access to all of our data and access to manipulate the minds of Americans? I don't think so. This is a very specific bill, very specifically tailored. It does not harm American companies or American individuals. You know it. You got to read it. Pass this bill. And I yield back.
All time for a debate is completed. The question is, will the House suspend the rules and pass the bill H.R. 7521 as amended? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
In the opinion of the chair, two-thirds being in the affirmative.
Mr. Speaker.
What purpose does the gentleman from Kentucky rise?
I request the yeas and nays.
The gentleman from Kentucky requests the yeas and nays. Those favoring a vote by the yeas and nays will rise. A sufficient number having risen, the yeas and nays are ordered. Members will record their votes by electronic device. This is a 15-minute vote.
Okay, you've just seen the debate, the last TikTok debate started earlier, I think around 9:30. We got the tail end of it. It was quite compelling. What we're going to do now is open the show and bring in the guests we have. We'll come back to the floor in 15 minutes for the conclusion of this vote. Let's go ahead and let it rip, guys.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies. Because we're going medieval on these people. Here's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Hello, everyone. It's your favorite president speaking to you on a really great day of victory. 1 week ago, we had something called Super Tuesday, and it was indeed super. Because we won at numbers that nobody has ever seen before, records in virtually every state. And tonight, likewise. But this one got us over the top. The Republican National Committee has just declared us the official nominee. And so we're the official nominee of the Republican Party, which is a big deal. But most importantly, we now have to go on to victory because our country's in serious trouble. We have millions and millions of people flowing in. We have no respect on the world stage. What we say doesn't mean a thing anymore. And to have that happen is unthinkable.
So what's the difference between Haiti and a failed state? It's telling, right? We can't really identify them because the gangs are in charge. The government has been thrown out. And as a Florida man, I'm deeply concerned about this wave of people that we're about to have, that we are having, coming from Haiti, and it will accelerate. Because I've gone to Opa-locka, and I've spent time with the folks that are engaged in Operation Vigilant Sentry, and they say the number one push factor that drives these Haitians into Broward County, Palm Beach County, where they don't disperse throughout the country, they stay in Southeast Florida, that driving factor is the deterioration of conditions in Haiti. So what are we doing to prepare for that wave and to ensure that these people are not paroled into the United States as the administration has done with people on the southern border, but instead are repatriated back at the dock at Port-au-Prince?
Go ahead.
Congressman, we're doing a number of things to ensure that we're keeping track of the situation and we're prepared. At the moment, we have not yet seen large numbers, what we would characterize as a maritime mass migration. But
you
are alert to that
mass migration, though.
We are alert to that possibility. I think you're right that the driving conditions in Haiti could very well press more people. So we've recently approved some additional assistance that we can provide to the Coast Guard. I think that that has now fully been approved. We'll be providing notifications if we haven't already provide additional shipboard assistance.
Because I've talked to the Coast Guard, and what they say would really support them would be more naval vessels, would be DOD support. And because I think you correctly said that there is an anticipated mass migration here, there are specific legal authorities that we can access that I would implore you to access. Specifically, George W. Bush signed Executive Order 13276. And in that executive order, there is the ability for any president to designate an anticipated mass migration and then get gray hull naval vessels into the Straits of Florida to deter that migration and then to repatriate those people before they get to Florida.
We're going to find out kind of the souls of a lot of people in this country. And if you vote for Donald Trump, you're voting for a rapist. You're voting for somebody who said, or at least the judges call him a rapist. Someone who has a fondness for Adolf Hitler, someone who tried to overthrow our government, someone who stole classified documents, somebody who thinks the people who attacked cops at January 6th are hostages. This is who you have to look in the mirror and say, check, this is who I believe in. And you have to own it. You have to really think. I'm going to just sum it up in just words again. Hitler did some good things and he raped a woman. That's your candidate and you have to own it if you vote for Donald Trump.
Okay, we own it. Wednesday, 13 March, year of our Lord, 2024. There was no bump from the State of the Union. Donnie Deutsch, that's the voice of the guy that's scared. He's afraid. He's curled up in the fetal position if we win. So curl, Donnie, curl. A lot to get to this morning. Explosive show today. Alex Jones is going to join us later. Anna Paulina Luna, Congressman, is going to join us later. Dave Bratz riding shotgun with me. I want to go to Todd Bensman. Todd, first off, two things. I want to get to the Haiti of it all. Because you called this shot a couple of years ago. This resolution that passed yesterday, kind of so much going on, it kind of slipped under the radar. But the Daily Mail covered this morning. I've got it up on Getter pinned as the lead. A huge resolution condemning the Biden regime for allowing 9 million illegal, they call them illegal migrants, illegal alien invaders into the country, condemning Biden for basically executing on and allowing the greatest invasion of this country. And 14 prominent Democrats signed on to this. This was a bipartisan resolution condemning the Biden regime. I guess our message is getting through, Todd.
In my opinion, the Republicans in the Senate handed the Biden campaign, not the administration, the Biden campaign, a razor sharp machete to battle against the charge that they started this mass migration crisis, which they totally did, by, you know, proposing this bill that is no enforcement and is a big incentivizing package, saying, give me legislation so that I can do something. I'm powerless to do anything. That's the narrative. That's going to be the narrative for the next 8 months. The Senate, the Republicans won't let me do anything. The resolution that was passed in the House is the official response to that, which just lays out, puts on the record that the Biden administration totally has all the authorities that it needs. And it goes down and it enumerates all the different authorities that they already have without any help from Republicans or the Senate or anybody. And I think it's important that they did that, because this is going to be the debate all the way to the election on this issue. And people should go look that up. I mean, this is information war right now. We're in a campaign. So they say this, we say this. Well, you know, this is the official document for that, the way I look at it.
As we head toward a presidential election in November, one thing you can be sure of, 2024 will be a tumultuous year like no other. How will your hard-earned savings fare during this year? You're already seeing the impacts of inflation at the pump, the grocery store. The dollar continues to lose buying power quicker than your wages can increase. How are you protecting your savings? Consider diversifying with gold from Birch Gold Group. For decades, gold has been the choice of investors and central banks to hedge against inflation. Now you can own it in a tax-sheltered IRA with the help of Birch Gold. Just text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Birch Gold will send you a free info kit on gold. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. And the best part, you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating, with the Better Business Bureau, thousands of satisfied customers, you can trust Birch Gold. Text Bannon to 989898 to claim your free info kit. That's Bannon to 989898. And secure your savings now. Take action. Text Bannon at 989898. Action, action, action.
Are you shocked that those 14 signed on to it because they fear for their political lives? Do they not? This, I mean, it's shocking that 14 Democrats, including many in Texas and many in frontline states. I mean, talk to me about your assessment of these Democrats signing on to it.
I was pretty surprised to see that many. I figured there'd be three or four. That many tells us that they are kind of running for the hills right now on this issue. Because the polls are showing it is the apex issue, at least right now, in the 2024 election. Those people are standing for re-election. They understand that their constituents are furious over this thing. So I think that that is a reflection of how important the illegal immigration, mass migration crisis actually is.
Okay, Senator Tommy Tuberville on Friday on this show, is sitting exactly where Dave Brat is sitting now, said that, hey, 750, once the port is built, once this pier, the Navy builds this pier into Gaza, 750,000, the Biden regime intends to bring at least 750,000 Palestinians from Gaza to the United States from that pier via Europe. Haiti is imploding right now. You've got nothing but mealy mouth. That's why we played Gates grilling a Biden regime official yesterday. They have no intention of turning this back. That's why they got the Coast Guard. You're going to have hundreds of thousands, if not millions, pouring into Florida. Give me your assessment.
This is a very important situation to watch, not just for national security, but for the election. The ingredients for a what she called a maritime mass migration are fully in place. The state has failed. People in Haiti are getting on boats, and the first ones are starting to land in Florida. They're going to head to Florida. The smugglers are bringing them into Florida. What to watch for here? This is very important in the coming days. Is whether the Biden government interdicts them at sea with naval assets, not just Coast Guard assets, and turns them back and repatriates them either to Haiti or to Guantanamo Bay, which has been done in the past. That's an option. Or lets them hit the shores of Florida and then processes them in. If they let them hit the shores of Florida and let them in, then you will have an immediate mass migration by sea of an order that I think we haven't seen in, you know, many, many decades. We've seen these things pop in 91 and 94. Every president tries to turn this back. But I don't, what I'm hearing, I have a source in U.S. Customs and Border Protection, very well placed, who is telling me that the orders are to have the Coast Guard follow the boats to Florida and let them land. We'll see if that holds, but there are
Hang on. Slow down. Repeat that. You're saying a well-placed source is confirming your worst fear, which is the Coast Guard will basically be a convoy service and allow them to set foot in the United States, in which we have the whole madness of the paroles and all that. Is that what you're hearing from senior sources?
Yeah. CBP frontline guys are being told that that's what's going to happen. Now, that would be a political catastrophe for the Biden administration. So maybe they'll come to their senses about that and ship them to Guantanamo Bay, and that'll put a stop to it right away. Or really, even more, effective would be to put together a international force to go in and settle Haiti down and restore order. That's more an expensive diplomatic issue there. But if they just let them land and process them in at Florida, it's gonna be a maritime invasion. And this is something to watch very closely. It's very significant. Hopefully it just goes away and they, nothing happens. But I'm told that the first leading of the flotilla is about 3 days out at sea, and they should start to hit the Keys in Florida in just 72 hours. So we're going to have to watch to see what the administration does. Some boats have already landed, and when they have, they process them right in. Nobody's getting repatriated down there.
I think they're prepared to take the gamble. They've already been condemned by 14 Democrats and the entire Republican side that listed out. And if Carly Bonet, Grace, and Moe can push out that article with the resolution, it's pretty damning. But they're prepared to take the risk. You see, right now they're going to force this on the American people. One thing I know you get a bounce when you say maritime invasion, folks. This is why we cover Europe so closely on this. Is this not going to be the first time? Because this is going to dwarf anything from Cuba or anywhere else. Previously, we've been invaded by land and we've been invaded by air as you broke the story, the Biden regime has sent over 300,000 deep into the country on planes. This is going to be the equivalent for the first time, really, on a mass scale, what's happening in Europe with the boats coming across from North Africa and, of course, in England coming across from France. Is it not, Todd Bensman?
Yeah, very, very similar. The reason why those boats are crossing the Med into Europe is because they're letting them in, and they're letting them in, especially in Spain and some of those other in Italy, and they get in. That's why they're doing it. If we do the same thing, we are going to see these boats coming through. You're going to see capsizes. Two people are going to die. This is not good for the Haitians. It's not good for the United States. But it's something that hasn't happened yet. If it does, we're going to know within a few days whether or not we're going to have a mass migration by sea, I believe.
And you're saying your sources, they're ready to process them right now. That's what the Biden regime has told the rank and file who are working on this every day. And this could start in 72 hours.
And they flip-flopped. Initially, the Coast Guard was ordered, I'm told, to interdict them and turn them back all the way to Haiti, repatriate them. And then somebody came in behind and flipped that order to just follow them so that they don't capsize or that there's for safety all the way until they land wherever they land, and then we'll deal with them. That's the essential ingredient right there. If you do that, it's on, baby.
Todd, where do people go? You've got a big article you put up a couple of years ago in New York Post. I want everybody to read this today. Where do folks go to get your content? Because people should be at general quarters on this thing.
That's right. You can follow me, Bensman Todd, at X. I'm on Getter and Truth Social, and my book is Overrun. It's the only book about this border crisis that's out there, believe it or not. It explains everything about how it started. The subtitle, which is now a year old, is How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. They're denying that completely, blaming the Republicans.
Well, they have a resolution now that goes through in detail by the House, a counter to Mitch McConnell and these guys, and they had 14 prominent Democrats sign up for it. Democrats, the political futures are on the line. They understand not just the polling, but the furious nature of their constituents that have had a belly full of this. Todd, thank you so much. Great as always.
Thank you.
Dave Brat, your assessment. Thank you for riding shotgun today for the first hour. Give me your assessment of argument you heard on the TikTok and also this Haitian situation. And by the way, the last thing we should do is send a peacekeeping force of American combat troops there. Under no circumstances should we do that, because that's just going to get us sucked in. Like that pier is going to get us sucked into Gaza. This is going to get us sucked into Haiti. Your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, great to be in the war room. All political ideas are just my own. But as you and Benzman continually point out, the most important point on immigration is that this policy is intentional. It started back under Obama. Prior to Obama, there was nothing like this. The total chaos the American people are seeing across the board, an out-of-control CIA, FBI, Justice Department, open borders, economic chaos, free checks for half the population, it seems. This out-of-control anarchy is planned. It is intentional. And the way you can see that is Abraham Lincoln back in the great movie said, you know, he got mad and thumped his hand on the table. He said, "The president, I am the president of the United States of America. I am clothed in immense power." That's before you had an executive that was out of control with it. Now, under Biden this week, a $7 trillion budget. And the left is freaking out. And so your comments were exactly right. They see that coming. And so they're going there. They are actually going there for now an attack from the sea. The land's not enough. They want total chaos. They see they're not going to pay an ultimate price yet. The mayor of New York City and the mayor of Chicago have been saying, in quotes, "You're ruining my city." You know, so the evidence is in. The American people know what's going on. African-American voters, blue-collar, Hispanics are all moving our way big time. There's huge new surveys out. The Hispanic community in particular are seeing success in business, and they're seeing the U.S. government get in their way. And that's what this bureaucracy is doing. It's getting in the way of our success. This all ties into the TikTok debate. I completely differ with some of my libertarian friends. I am not a libertarian, counter the Oxford Don that thinks I am once in a while. I am a Madisonian, Adam Smithian, et cetera. In order to have free markets, you have to have the rule of law. You cannot do fair and free trade with a communist surveillance state. That's totalitarian in nature. We are heading in that direction. We have to stop that off. Without the rule of law, without secure property rights, et cetera, there are no markets. And on top of that, the fundamentals of having a market, I mean, just go look at a supply curve and demand curve in Econ 101. To have a market, you have to have a lot of firms competing to get all the good outcomes on the supply curve. You got to have a lot of demanders on the demand curve. This whole country is being run by trillionaire monopolists right now. TikTok through China. I mean, it's amazing that the Congress is having a hard time on this one, because after that, you've got to do all of the Magnificent Seven need to be broken up. These are not free markets. They're not markets. They're monopolies. And so I'm glad we're at least starting to have the conversation, but the libertarians are wrong on this one.
President Trump's initial instincts are always the best. His initial take on this a couple of years ago, take the algorithm and shut down the company, is right. This is not capitalism. This is not late stage capital. No. This is techno feudalism. Hang on for one second. I want to go to some breaking news here. We got Matthew Snorick up in Wisconsin. You're the head of this recall on Voss. We understand it's going forward, although Voss is telling the press it's not. Matthew, what's the reality? Are you guys, is this legitimate? Is this actually going to happen now?
Well, we're not going to, thanks for having us, by the way. We're in for a real dogfight here, but I believe that we can do this. We're not giving up. We're in for the long haul. Right now, this is a big issue with Megan Wolf, with WEC, and Robin Voss. They're silencing the voices of the Racine County voters and constituents, because we turned in almost 11,000 signatures. And it's amazing. The very first night, they tossed a whole bunch out. We have a chance to review those and to fight for those for the folks that signed. But, you know, those signatures disappeared as fast as, you know, Biden votes show up overnight. And so we have some real questions about that. And recently, we just
Matthew, hang on. What's the beef? Why? What has Voss done that's so terrible that requires? Because you got a Speaker of the House in Texas that's now got to go to runoff. This guy's one of the most powerful people in Wisconsin. We got to win that state. We got 30 seconds. I'm gonna hold you through break. What is your specific beef with Robin Voss that rises to the level he should be recalled?
It boils right down to when he made a statement sometime back saying he would do all he could to ensure that Donald Trump didn't get the nomination for Wisconsin. The moment he said that, I was very, very concerned over him, trying to control elections. And we've recently discovered, even more importantly, Robin Voss has ties to the CCP. He's part of basically a committee, the SLLF, which is going to be the State Legislative Leadership Foundation. He's a vice chairperson of that. That's very concerning. It's a security risk. I think that's why he's against Donald Trump, because he has ties to China.
Hang on one second. I'm going to ask you how they connect to the CCP. We're going to take a short break. We got the Robin Voss recall. The TikTok bill just passed to divest TikTok, so a huge win. Raheem's going to join us. Brad's in the studio. I'm going to try to talk Brad into staying maybe part of the second hour. How about that? Modern day holy war is going to take us out. A show on fire. You're in the war room. Back in a moment.
Beware. When's the last time you checked your home title? Never, right? Cybercriminals may have already forged your name off your home's title. His name is on your home's title. He's going to take out loans using your equity. You won't know until foreclosure notices show up for unpaid home loans he took out on your house. Now, I rely on Home Title Lock to protect my home's title. The instant they detect activity, they mobilize to shut it down. Let me repeat that. The instant they detect activity, they mobilize to shut it down. Question: has some criminal taken over your title? Find out for free when you sign up. Code Bannon at signup. You'll get a free comprehensive scan of your title and 30 days of legendary Home Title Lock protection. Let me repeat that. You get a free comprehensive scan and 30 days of legendary Home Title Lock protection. This is all free. Go to Home Title Lock, HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, and put in promo code Bannon. That's HomeTitleLock.com, and put in promo code Bannon. Take action today. Take the angst of this off of your plate. Don't let these cyber bandits, these cyber thugs, coupled with artificial intelligence, mess with your home equity. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, folks, a hot day. 338 to 62 votes are changing right now, but the TikTok divestiture from the CCP ByteDance has just gone through in the House. We'll get to all of it. Try and get Raheem up. Also, Judge McAfee, I think, has thrown out three charges against President Trump in Georgia. I'm trying to get on top of that. Go to Citizens Free Press. The great Citizen Kane's got it all up there. I want to go finish with Matthew Stork. Because, look, Snork, here's the thing. You guys up in Wisconsin, you're great grassroots. You're super MAGA. You're pro-Trump. You're about to get smash mouth on you like you've never seen before, because the establishment is going to come down on you guys and try to squash you like a bug. Tell me about it. I want to make the connection, so you're just not throwing it there. What's the connection between the CCP and Voss?
So a few days before our recall efforts were done, somebody was doing some research on Hunter Biden's laptop data. And ironically enough, we found an organization, SLLF. It's going to be the... got it right now here. State Legislative Leadership Foundation. And it's the People's Association for Friendship with Foreign Countries. The mission is to influence basically Voss and state legislatures. And we have this right here. You can also go to Breitbart.com for all of your viewers. And there's an article about it, a lot of details on it. And I think if we would have had this a lot earlier, this would have had a lot of stronger ramifications on our recall, because this is really resonating with the people of the 63rd Assembly District. And Voss, over time, has blocked numerous bills here in Wisconsin that would have limited or blocked the CCP bills. So what we're seeing is a ton of our tracts of land, bigger tracts of land, not 1, 2, or 3 acres, but massive tracts in our counties disappearing, being sold to China, and Voss is blocking that when bills are put forward to safeguard safeguard that. We see that across the country. We're dealing with it here. It's very important to our rural folks here in the 63rd Assembly District in Wisconsin.
We have two of the most important states in this union, Texas and Wisconsin, now in play. Their speakers, a recall in Wisconsin, a runoff election, first time in 52 years with the Great Patriots down at Texas. Matthew, where do people go to follow this? What's the website? What's your social media? Because this has got not just the nation's attention, this has got the world's attention. So where do they go?
Absolutely. So we need everybody to go to recallvoss.com. We need help in numerous ways. We need money. We need folks around here that want to travel here, come help us. We need people to come here, run our phones and our calls. We're here in for a dogfight. They're going to do all they can to take us out. They don't want this to stand. You know, I only wish they spent as much time as they are discrediting our signatures as they would on actually like making sure our votes are fair and they're proper and our rolls are, you know, cleaned up. Voss has got to go. He's a cancer for Wisconsin.
Brother, thank you so much. Donnie Deutsch and Morning Mika, you should see what they're doing in Wisconsin. That's called democracy, with a small d. That's democracy. Thank you so much. Brad, excuse me. Go ahead, sir.
I just want one last thing. When we called WEC, they actually told us they were unsure what they were doing because this is their first recall the Wisconsin Elections Commission has ever done since their formation in 2015 or 2016. So this is basically amateur hour. And Voss and Megan Wolf have got to go. Our elections are hinging upon it. And Trump's election in 2024 is so important. And this is a linchpin of fraud. We got to take care of Voss and Wolf. They have to go. Thank you so much for your time.
Amen. Thank you, brother, for the effort. That's a profile in courage. You see these congressmen that won't stand up to Biden and force a showdown on the southern border, yet they passed this resolution yesterday. Why are they not shutting the border? What you're seeing up there, these patriots, the grassroots, the precinct strategy guys up in Wisconsin, is pure courage. And courage is contagious. Brat, give me your assessment of Wisconsin and give me your assessment of the vote you just saw in the House.
Yeah, well, that vote is promising. I think your humor pegged it just right. No one wants to be seen as favoring the CCP because of the Judeo-Christian tradition that is still alive and well, but buried in the souls and minds of the American people. We need to bring that up to the forefront again. When Morning Mika and Joe and Deutsch and whoever on the left are making moral accusations about what they suspect the Republicans or other parties might do in the future. I haven't heard any analysis from them of our main trading partner, China, and they're the most murderous regime in all of history, a point you make almost daily on the show. Where is your moral backbone in economics, right? The main lesson of economics is you always aim for the low-hanging fruit. So if you want to do good in this world, there's a couple places you would aim your firepower. One would be at helping to feed sub-Saharan Africa, and the other would be to add liberty and freedom and give the Chinese people the ability to be Chinese again. But not a word from the elites. And so on Wisconsin and our state-level politics, the people are waking up. It's getting contagious. We're demanding our country back. This is sweeping too. Angus Deaton, one of the Nobel laureates, one of the mainstream giants in economics proper, which I have little respect for anymore. But Deaton is breaking away, and he's saying economics as a profession has failed. We haven't covered any of the main issues like income inequality, these giant firms, poverty, the welfare of the American people. And he says we need to get back to ethics. And then he names, Adam Smith and John Stuart Mill and Bentham and some of these guys who are fine. But the only reason they existed was because they fit within the Judeo-Christian tradition and moral framework. They have no followers. I made the mistake of giving too much time to these secular folks. They have no followers. By contrast, when I give talks, I go around, I say, who follows any of these people? Nobody. Who are you? Raise your hand if you're Jewish, Hindu, Christian, Buddhist, Confucius, whatever. Every hand goes up. Right. We live our lives out following religious traditions.
Slow down.
Yep.
Don't blow through the lead here. I want to rewind. You're saying all that political theory All the political theory that people get as undergraduates, I thankfully avoided all that. I didn't think it was particularly practical. So over in the College of Architecture, you didn't have to take a lot of that. But I know that you know, all the lawyers and all you pointed-headed PhDs
right.
take a lot of that. You're saying the people. You're saying that you don't think people follow all that political theory, but it's more religion that they follow.
Oh, it's absolutely. If you go to any Harvard MBA, school or University of Virginia, Pat Werhane writes the book. Those thinkers are fun. Their mind. They exercise the brain. It's good to critically think. But like Werhane's textbook is the same as all of them across the country. It's Aristotle on virtue ethics, the utilitarians, and then Kant, the greatest moral theorist of the past couple hundred years from Germany. And I used to go around in politics. I asked, anybody heard of any of these people? Do you live out their systems? No, no, no. And then I ask, are you Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Confucius, Buddha? Every hand in the room goes up. So it's not even funny, right? The reason we did that is the reason that Christians got stupid. We gave away Harvard and Yale and Princeton. I went to Princeton Seminary. We gave the university back to secular culture on the promise they'd kind of do Aristotelian ethics, because Aristotle proved capable of unifying the Christians and the Jews and the Muslims back in 1300, right? So on his ethics, you can have a decent secular conversation. Unfortunately, the secular left has now given up on reason, and I'm not kidding on that, right? Go to any brown bag lunch at an Ivy League philosophy thing. All you hear is a gender war theory and all this kind of craziness. And so, it's way in the rearview mirror. The American people need to reclaim these fundamental institutions, and we need to get our country back. And we need to get the morality straight. And morality begins and ends, in my view, with the Bible. All great moral theorists, if they're not compatible with what's in the Bible, they don't get a conversation. And so, Karl Marx, et cetera, is about as deep as a wading pool when it comes to moral theory. He's a great weaponizer of class warfare, and the neo-Marxists are great at dividing people and getting everyone to hate each other. And now the left has taken up that mantle. And so we have a country at war with each other. Instead of the Christian response and the Judeo-Christian response is love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor, love your enemy, Jesus said. That's a whopper. That's a tough one. I don't get out of bed thinking I want to love my neighbor, and I mean, much less my enemy. And so, yes, we need to get back to the basics. Those fundamentals are what set up our Constitution, our rule of law. It didn't allow for monopolies. It would not allow for trading. Morality, how can you trade with an evil entity? And we don't even put any leverage. It's like the U.S. budget debate. All political views are my own. The budget is a leverage machine, right?
I hear about the biblical worldview and the moral courage. Got it. But why is that not? It all has to roll through agency. It has to roll through people's agency. That's one of the things about this show. We're here to empower people, right? From the grassroots level all the way up to give them the most sophisticated macroeconomic, capital markets, geopolitics, and they love it. And we don't dumb the show down. We make it harder and harder and harder. We raise the bar, and they want it even higher. But what happens, you've got this right now, they put a resolution out yesterday. Now, resolution has no legal bearing, but it is a resolution of the House, and it has 14 Democrats, and it's brutal about the Biden regime. It calls them out for their lie, that they have every piece of they have every part, as you said, like Lincoln said, that he's endowed with massive powers. He has those powers to protect the country's sovereignty. Yet we're still having this debate right now, the second part of the budgets, and they're talking about, and I want to give people inside baseball, the DHS budget may be a problem to get through, so we may still be looking for a government shutdown. But the folks that are supposed to be the biblical Christians in the House have not stepped forward and say, this is wrong. And look at what I'm telling you. They're going to ram Gaza, and they're going to ram Haiti down your throat.
Yeah.
Right now, and this is not me saying it, Tuberville said 750,000 Palestinians that Egypt and Jordan do not want to take. That's why they're building the pier. They're coming here to the United States. It's an open secret in the Biden regime. And now you can have hundreds of thousands to millions of Haitians because Benjamin just told you, inside the apparatus, they've told them, hey, we're just going to escort them in here. We're going to have a concierge service and process them in. So where's the agency coming off of those highfalutin Judeo-Christian morals, sir?
Yeah, well, the agency, unfortunately, has been buried for the past 50 years. Somehow, with the use of human reason, we're not allowed to bring up the dominant moral theory that framed Western civilization. You cannot teach about Jesus or Moses in the public schools. And so the agency is, hey, folks, there's a First Amendment. You have a freedom to religious speech. Claim it, right? We've been, the Christians have become passive. We're bowing down before, we're trying to be polite and nice while we're getting buried. And so the headline you're saying right here, this is the administrative state in your face. They are coming after you. No sane civilization can last with one of these things happening to us, much less across the board, firepower from the Death Star coming at us. The American people need to focus on the Death Star, not on these personalities down here in the political realm. Right. So the agency is we need to explain this to people across the country. We need to get our schools back. Sure. We need to reclaim the moral vision in K to 12 and higher ed.
Yeah. Hang on a second. This is exactly why the school boards. This is why it's a populist revolt. It's a grassroots revolt.
Yeah.
Annie Carney's just got a tweet out. I'll get Grace. It was sent to me by somebody at the Hill talking about how. Biden supported this bill, but his ranking for some of the senior guys voted against it. President Trump might have been against it. I think it was really the interpretation of it about Facebook, but that Stefanik and some leaders voted against it. This is all about a new politics of mourning. That's why the Axios story is about African-Americans and Hispanics coming our way. The New York Times reporting Chinese-Americans, Asian-Americans coming our way. All up as a free fall right now as a new politics is a mourning. The old regime collapses and a new politics starts to take place. Make sure it's a time of turbulence. Make sure you go to birchgold.com/Bannon. Talk to Philip Patrick and the team about what this all means and why the price of gold continues to reach highs every couple of days. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now, before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to RickardsWarRoom.com. That's RickardsWarRoom.com now to see the video.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, welcome back. Raheem joins us. We're kind of making it up as we go along here, so there's so much happening today. First up, a huge announcement out of Georgia. Not as huge as I wanted, but I think this is not too shabby. But let's go. Raheem, I want your thoughts. It was 352-65, a blowout. And you had kind of a mix and match of different people working together on this, other people opposing it. Of course, the Senate hasn't said what they're going to do about it. And the money, I'm telling you, the money that's flowing through Washington, D.C. right now on this thing, it's just, I've never seen anything like it. This is all out. This is big tech feudalism at its highest, the apex of it. Raheem, your thoughts?
Yeah, that's right. And I woke up this morning kind of in fury at seeing, who I consider to be the great Senator Rand Paul tweeting Chinese Communist Party propaganda, effectively. You know, these are talking points that are provided to lawmakers on Capitol Hill. That is a relatively routine thing to happen. But the copy-paste nature of the way that they're defending this thing and the way that they're accusing this legislation of being something it's not. I printed this stuff all out here, and I made personal note here as well of Warren Davidson of Ohio doing exactly the same thing on the House floor, saying, oh, you know, TikTok isn't a big problem because, you know, it's owned by foreign investors. Hold on a minute. What foreign investors exactly? Oh, that's right. Chinese investors, Chinese Communist Party members, people that are beholden to the CCP and the Central Committee, and they don't tell you that, right? And so for a long time, just to reset, for a long time now, money has been flowing on this topic, on this legislation, whether it's the Club for Growth, whether it's Jeff Yass, whether it's other groups, typically kind of libertarian groups in Washington, D.C., to say to the American public, like, oh, well, you better not pass this legislation because it may lead to you being censored on X, on Twitter, other websites, other things like that. And so what I did this morning is I rarely do this. I actually printed off the legislation. I have it here somewhere. And I went through it all in a video that I have now published on YouTube, on X, on Getter, on Truth, and on Instagram. Guess where it's not? It's not on TikTok. But it walks through line by line the legislation here. Because let me be very clear about this. This is the legislation that we wanted under a first Trump term. This is a tight 12 pages. It's very specific about foreign adversary control, and it goes into specificity about what is foreign adversary control of the information platform. This doesn't apply to domestic platforms. It doesn't apply to social media. And as I keep having to say on social media this morning, this isn't about giving the government control over information mechanisms in the United States. This is about taking control away from the Chinese Communist Party. We've talked about it on this show how many times now. What they have got in your phone, the way they can see you on the front-facing camera, all of these things. And it doesn't even just outright say, the legislation doesn't even outright say, hey, this is a ban bill, they got to get rid of it, full stop. This encourages divestiture of TikTok through its parent company, ByteDance. And I have to say, actually, if there's any problem with this legislation, is that it doesn't actually go far enough, because it stipulates a 20% ownership threshold for ByteDance that cannot be. Well, that means the Chinese Communist Party can take its holding down to 19% and effectively stay on the good side of this legislation. I don't think that's a particularly good idea, but it shocked me, it stunned me, the way that the wheels have turned on Capitol Hill this morning, and people are just tweeting out and sharing from the House floor straight up CCP talking points. I think it's disgusting. I think it's wrong. And I'm terrified, by the way, of how quickly some people bought into that.
Do we have the MSNBC poll? Can we play it? Let's go ahead and play Georgia right now. I'll bring you back in, Raheem.
Potentially momentous decision or monumental decision that could completely derail the case altogether if Judge Scott McAfee were to come out and say he's determined Fani Willis is disqualified.
Yeah. You know, a couple of things. Absolutely. That's what we're still waiting on. And that was kind of the bomb that we were expecting to drop this week. And so this is certainly a separate, unexpected, though certainly consequential ruling from the judge. A couple of things I want to point our attention to, though, when we talk about those six counts. Remember, the former president was charged with 13 counts altogether. So for six of them to be dismissed, that takes away nearly half the counts that he's facing in Georgia. But when you look at the judge's breaking down of those counts, I want to take you back to what started this whole thing in the beginning. That was that phone call that the former president made to the Republican Secretary of State here in Georgia, Brad Raffensperger, essentially asking him to find enough votes to overturn Biden's election victory here in the state. Well, the judge is basically saying that the charges, the counts related to that phone call, he is throwing out. And so that's kind of what a lot of people know as the biggest thing around these charges for the former president, the biggest kind of action around it. And so the judge in this ruling is saying that those counts related to that phone call are going to be thrown out. What it's also saying is that you know, part of the indictment is that several members, several people who have been charged solicited elected members of the Georgia Senate and the Georgia House of Representatives to, quote unquote, violate their oaths by requesting or asking them to unlawfully appoint presidential electors. That's being thrown out as well. And so I think that it's certainly important when we look at the counts, but also what the action, what the alleged action was behind it that's also being removed from this indictment.
This news dropping right after.
Okay, another bombshell. So, Raheem, did they gut the charges against President Trump? What's up here?
Yeah, massively so. In fact, you know, this kind of lends itself to the most important part, one would say, of that case against Trump in Georgia, the one that, you know, MSNBC is always melting down over, which is the call, right? The phone call with Raffensperger to say, you know, find me the votes, find me the votes. I mean, there was a book written about it, right? Find me the votes. The judge has effectively said, no, you guys said there was an abundance of detail when it came to this charge. There isn't abundance of detail. Now, he has said you can refile it if you want, if you find that detail. But as much time has gone by and as much effort and prowess, let's say, has been put into this case, I suspect that they're not going to come back with this. Or if they do, they're not going to have any additional detail here. So, yes, it really guts the case, and it will certainly gut the case in the eyes of the public. In public opinion terms, in the court of public opinion on this, this is a major, big, fat, stinking L for Fani Willis and the regime. I suspect they have another big, fat L coming this week, too.
Yeah. Hang on. 90-second break. Brat, Raheem's going to stick with us for a short time. Alex Jones is going to join us. Bobert, Anna Plena Luna, we're packed. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go there right now. End of the dollar empire. Get yours. 90-second break. Back for an explosive second hour next. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers, and you don't. You'll pay up, plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse. .com, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Use the code WARROOM at checkout to save 67% of your first shipment. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. WARROOM Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there, do it today, check it out.